Module 3, Lesson 1, Co-living Market Research 101.
From the Co-living Cashflow Machine.
Learning Objectives. Understand what makes a market ideal for co-living. Identify key data points to research for any market. Use free tools to research markets from anywhere.
Recognize red flags that disqualify a market.
Build a short list of target markets for your portfolio. The Co-living Market Formula. Not every market works for co-living.
The ones that do share specific characteristics.
The ideal co-living market has: housing affordability gap. Median apartment rent is unaffordable for median worker income. Strong employment base.
Jobs that attract hourly/shift workers, warehouses, hospitals, airports.
Reasonable home prices.
Properties priced low enough to support the math.
Favorable regulations.
No zoning rules that prohibit room rentals.
Population growth. Growing workforce means growing demand. The 5 key data points. For any market you're evaluating, research these 5 metrics. Data point 1, rent-to-income ratio. What to look for: median rent greater than 30% of median household income equals opportunity. Where to find it: census.gov, Zillow, Rent Cafe. Data point 2, major employers.
What to look for: distribution centers, hospitals, airports, manufacturing equals demand. Where to find it: Google Maps, economic development sites. Data point 3, median home price. What to look for: properties under $250,000 that can support 4 plus bedrooms.
Where to find it: Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com. Data point 4, room rental rates. What to look for: current room rents on PadSplit, Facebook, Roomies.
Where to find it: PadSplit.com, Facebook Marketplace, Roomies.com. Data point 5, regulations. What to look for: no restrictions on unrelated adults or room rentals.
Where to find it: city/county zoning code, call planning department. Magnifying glass tilted left market research process. Step 1, start with employment.
The best co-living markets have concentrations of workers who need affordable housing near their jobs.
Look for Amazon/Walmart distribution centers.
Thousands of workers earning $15 to $20 per hour.
Airports. Baggage handlers, TSA, airline staff, ground crews. Hospital systems. CNAs, medical assistants, housekeeping, food service. Industrial parks.
Manufacturing, logistics, food processing.
Pro tip: the Amazon test.
Search Google Maps for Amazon Fulfillment Center in your target area. If there's one within 20 minutes of neighborhoods with $150,000 to $250,000 homes, you've likely found a co-living friendly market.
Step 2, check the affordability gap. Calculate: can a worker earning $15 to $20 per hour afford a one-bedroom apartment?
$17 per hour equals $2,900/month gross income. 30% of income for housing equals $870 per month max. If median 1BR rent is $1,200 plus, there's an affordability gap. A $650 room fills that gap profitably.
Step 3, verify home prices support the math. Use the 1% rule as a quick filter. Monthly rent potential should be at least 1% of purchase price.
$200,000 house needs $2,000 plus per month in room rent potential. 4 rooms times $600 equals $2,400.
Step 4, research existing room rentals.
Check what rooms currently rent for in your target area.
PadSplit.com. Search by city to see active listings and prices. Facebook Marketplace. Search room for rent, city. Roomies.com. Filter by location. Craigslist.
Rooms/shared section.
Step 5, check regulations.
Before committing to a market, verify there are no deal-killing regulations. Some cities limit unrelated adults living together.
Some require special permits for rooming houses.
Some HOAs prohibit room rentals.
Regulation red flags.
If a city has been in the news for cracking down on boarding houses or has occupancy limits, e.g., no more than 3 unrelated adults, be cautious. Call the planning department and ask directly about room-by-room rentals before investing.
Markets that work well.
Based on these criteria, here are examples of market types that typically support co-living.
Good markets.
Atlanta metro suburbs, 30311, 30344, 30349.
Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs. Houston Outer Ring. Phoenix Metro. Indianapolis.
Columbus, Ohio.
Charlotte suburbs. Memphis. Challenging markets.
San Francisco, prices too high, regulations.
NYC, regulations, complexity. Rural areas, no employment base.
Affluent suburbs, no demand.
Cities with strict occupancy limits.
College towns, seasonal, different model.
Action steps. Choose 3 potential markets.
To research, your local area plus 2 others. Complete the market research checklist.
For each market,
search for existing room rentals
on PadSplit and Facebook Marketplace. Identify major employers within 20 minutes of affordable neighborhoods. Narrow to your top 1 to 2 markets. For deeper neighborhood research, pushpin key takeaways.
Co-living works where there's an affordability gap and strong employment. Look for warehouse/hospital/airport workers earning $15 to $20 per hour. Home prices must support the 1% rule, rent greater than or equal to 1% of price.
Always verify regulations before committing to a market.
Research existing room rental rates to validate demand.
Sunbelt metros with logistics/healthcare typically work well. Complete your research.
Use the market research checklist to systematically evaluate your target markets.